Well, the alternative currency Bitcoin got a bit of a boost this week from the establishment. At an event showcasing a Bitcoin ATM on Capitol Hill, Jared Polis, a Democratic congressman from Colorado, became the first member of Congress to buy Bitcoin. Polis spent $10 to get 0.02 BTC. He said he was going to buy a pair of socks. Well, despite the endorsement, the price of Bitcoin fell about $50 today following announcements from Bitcoin exchanges in China that they will be suspending bank transfers. So if you're still trying to get your head around Bitcoin, I don't blame you. It's relatively new and most of us don't use it or even know where it comes from. That would be a Bitcoin mine. Not a mine like we think of traditionally. It's a data center. The largest Bitcoin mine in North America is located on the outskirts of Wenatchee in Washington State. It is two warehouses converted into a data center where computers solve complex algorithms to produce the virtual currency. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, Tom Bonsi reports.
Okay, so we're going to go into what's called a mine, but we don't have tools or helmets.
Yeah, there's
lamps.
No pickaxes here.
No?
There's no danger of cave-in.
I'm talking with Dave Carlson. He's the CEO of mine operator Mega Big Power. Carlson leads me through the unmarked door of what looks from the outside like a cold storage warehouse.
Okay, we can feel the air moving right behind us. Big floor fans are the sound you hear behind us.
And that's all just to try to pull the heat out as best we can from all of this equipment.
So where are the miners?
This is a miner right here. All of these green boards have arrays of computer chips on them, and each computer chip is doing the processing required to make a little bit of Bitcoin. And as you can see, we have them massively arrayed. There are thousands and thousands of boards here.
All those digital mining rigs are chipping away at the complex mathematical puzzles cooked up by the still unknown developers of Bitcoin. The miners want to win the prize for having the right solution at the right time. Every 10 minutes, there are 25 new Bitcoins up for grabs.
Used to be when we first fired these off, they had some sort of residual oils and things from assembly, and it would burn off. And so, you know, that was the smell of money when we first started firing these things up.
Both the miners and the global Bitcoin community win from this furious number crunching because the act of mining contributes processor power to verify and secure the public ledger of Bitcoin transactions. Carlson initially got into Bitcoin mining as a hobby in 2012. Since then, he's witnessed an exponential rise in miners chasing the fixed supply of new Bitcoins.
And so you're in this constant race to sort of beat this virtual competition of which you don't know who these people are, but you can see on the network that this power is being added every single day.
And that in turn creates more and more electricity demand, which is why Carlson relocated to the land of rock-bottom cheap hydropower last year. Electricity rates in central Washington state run less than a quarter of the national average. Low power rates are why other industrial Bitcoin miners are where they are, places such as Texas, Quebec, Iceland, and Sweden. This angle is what attracted a competitor to Central Washington to set up a data center for individually owned mining rigs. Computer engineer Bernie Ryan of Seattle founded the startup Hashplex.
Many people have these pieces of hardware that draw, you know, tens of kilowatts in their house, and their girlfriends aren't happy about it, and their wives aren't happy about it, and they have to fix it all the time.
So Ryan's new company offers hobbyists and investors a Bitcoin mining computer away from home. Ryan cautions that Bitcoin needs to win wider acceptance at retail for the mining businesses to grow into a sought-after industry cluster. The value of the unregulated virtual currency has been quite volatile lately. Mega Big Power executive Carlson has tasted the dark side of the alternative currency. Twice he's lost money due to thefts from Bitcoin exchanges, including the collapsed Mt. Gox exchange in Tokyo. Carlson concedes the mining enterprise is not for the faint of heart.
I would consider it absolutely high-risk investment. And like high-risk investment should be, it's been high reward. I'm talking tens of millions of dollars return on a few million dollars of investment.
Others are not so fortunate. In November, a Seattle-area Bitcoin mining startup called Alydion filed for bankruptcy. A company executive explained to the court that its engineering and operating costs constantly outstripped revenues because mining hardware became outdated so quickly. Rival CEOs Ryan and Carlson maintain confidence in the virtual currency they're mining, despite the regular controversy and intrigue swirling around it. As proof, both say they're holding on to their personal Bitcoin balances and choosing not to convert immediately to dollars. Megabig Power is even developing an additional Bitcoin mine near its first one that will be 10 times larger. For Here and Now, I'm Tom Bonsi in Wenatchee, Washington.